click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Helping you secure your future is brought to you by Alan Gray, 50 years of long-term investing. Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959, where we talk all things that help us build wealth and, of course, do so in a disciplined manner. Now, we all know that when you listen to Kaya Biz, we've been very vocal about telling you to seek the right guidance when it comes to building your wealth. Yes, conversations around the braai, the boardroom, the school drop-off, and even listening to Kaya Biz might help, but you need to follow those conversations up with an investment manager, with a certified financial planner, someone who has studied, who continues to learn and grow and develop as to how best they can meet your financial solutions. Much like a doctor would take care of your health, a dentist, your teeth, you need a certified financial planner or investment manager to help you with your money. To help us understand some of the three questions we need to ask our investment managers to evaluate how we can influence the success rate of our long-term investing, Nomi Pogani, Head of Private and Direct Clients at Alan Gray, joins us now to tell us more. Nomi, always a pleasure to speak to you. And I get so excited when we have these kind of themes because it really leaves us feeling empowered to understand that this is a relationship and a dynamic that we too can influence and can shape when it comes to building our wealth. So maybe help us understand, why is it important for us as investors to check on our investments and the people managing them from time to time? Because yes, they're professionals, but you don't just, you know, renege any responsibility, right?
Yeah. Hello, Gugu. It's great to chat to you again. I think because investments are typically kind of long-term tools that we take on to help us achieve our goals, I think any good plan needs to be reviewed from time to time. And, you know, I think what you do with a review is really check whether you're on track, because you certainly don't want to find out before it's too late. And I think at the very outset of your investment journey for a particular objective, you want to make sure you've selected the right unit trust that aligns to your goal, your risk appetite, and your investment horizon. And then you will have expectations of that unit trust, which will typically be informed by that unit trust objective and what the manager is trying to do. And so really when you're checking in, you are verifying that the unit trust and the manager is actually doing what it's set out to do and meeting those expectations.
Yes, exactly. Just checking in to say, hold on, this was the initial path that we said we're going on. This is the goal and the objective. Are we still on track, or are there speed humps and potholes that we need to be mindful of? And that takes us to a theme that you highlighted a moment ago, being risk, right? And maybe we need to talk about risk again and defining what that is, but also understanding how it can mean different things to different people, because risk appetite is something that is critical for us to consider when it comes to embarking on our investment journey.
Yes, absolutely. And I think I'll start by sort of different definitions that different investors might have. So many investors will equate risk to volatility, which is essentially how much the investment's return or investment value essentially varies over time. And then another popular definition of risk is that of looking different. So that's performing and being positioned differently from its benchmark. Now, we at Alan Gray, our definition of risk is the probability of a permanent loss of capital. And the word permanent here, I think, is really important, because if you invest in high-risk assets, such as equities, you may experience losses on paper as the prices move up and down every day, but these are temporary. And as investors, you know, you really lock in these losses, and that risk essentially materializes when you make it permanent, and you might disinvest when performance is negative.
And that's very important, because that risk differs from person to person, right? Depending on, quite frankly, how much you think you could withstand losing. And that takes us to the very key questions that we need to ask our investment managers when it comes to our financial journey. Because if we just look at the first 8 months of the year, jeez, Nomi, it's been a rough ride. From Trump and the trade tariffs, the markets took a blip, and now the markets are shooting the lights out. Some invested in gold, some haven't, and the stock is, and the companies and commodity has rallied. All of this can confuse us as investors when it comes to evaluating where we are with our goals. So if you could guide us, you know, what tools and metrics can we use to assess the performance of our investment managers, especially when it comes to the approach and performance? And how do we ask these questions, and what kind of questions do we ask?
Yeah, I think, you know, investors might be very well tempted to eliminate risk altogether, actually, because of the year that we've had. And I think when it comes to risk, what's important to recognize, especially when it comes to long-term investment, is that it's a matter of balancing the risk of loss with the risk of losing out. And so essentially, I think the questions you can ask your manager are going to help you assess whether they're executing that balance really well. And so I've got three questions to share, and maybe then I'll pause and we can chat through how you can actually make the assessment against those questions. The first one has got to do with, does the way your manager defines and manages risk actually resonate with you? Does it make sense to you? I think you want to be in a position where you are comfortable with your manager's approach to risk and the risks that you're prioritizing, avoiding, or managing. So that's the first one. And then the second one has to do with whether your manager consistently applies a sort of rigorous and disciplined approach in deciding which assets they actually include in your portfolio. And you know, regardless of what's happening in the current time. And I think that the reason this question is important is that, you know, resilience is more than just defense. And protecting your capital alone, which is what we spoke about in kind of that first risk question, is not the only thing that's going to build wealth, but your manager actually has to be able to grow that capital with real returns that actually beat inflation. And then the very last question, and, you know, I think ultimately any investment strategy must be judged by whether it can actually deliver results over the period that it promised to. And so this last question is, does your manager's investment approach actually deliver real results over the intended time horizon?
That's an interesting one to evaluate, right, Nomi, because we can't ignore that markets are also volatile. I referenced the market calamity that we saw on the back of the Liberation Day tariffs in April, but then they recovered very quickly. And I guess, you know, for someone who might have been planning to retire at the end of May or end of April, they might have had a different outcome in terms of the assessment. So how do we, I guess, navigate that journey in assessing and judging whether our investment managers are handling these tough periods well?
Yeah, I think the time horizon question is really important because it gives you a sense of how much time you should be giving that particular unit trust, your investment manager, to deliver certain results. And so, for instance, if we look at this question around delivering results in an intended time horizon, you know, at Allen Gray, we are long-term investors and we encourage our clients to take a long-term approach. And so what that means is there will be periods when we underperform, especially in the short term. And so you need to start looking at kind of your longer-term periods, your five-year periods and your 10-year periods to make sure that we've been consistent in delivering results and outperforming our benchmark. I think in the face of short-term downturns, it can be very easy for investors to panic and chase trends or kind of make hasty decisions. So I think you want to make sure you're with an investment manager that is able to stick to their guns and stick to their portfolio and is only making changes when the underlying opportunity set changes rather than sort of kind of chasing the next thing. And so I think what you'll find as well is that we tend to look very different from our peers or from the benchmark.
Yeah, 100%. What I'm also learning from this conversation, as we've had in previous discussions, Nomi, is the importance of building that relationship with your investment manager, like a marriage, like you do with a dietitian and improving your health, or even being an athlete and needing a coach. It's a quid pro quo relationship. You know, you both share feedback, you follow the guidance, but we also need to take responsibility to not only see the investment goals and objectives and the discipline through, but we also need to share our feedback and, I guess, assess how best we can build trust with our managers, but also staying actively informed about our investments. So is there, you know, a dynamic and a balance we can strike where we don't abdicate responsibility, but also play our part in making sure that we are knowledgeable and are fully aware of what's happening with our investments while still trusting our investment managers?
I think the first step definitely starts with making sure that your investment manager that you have selected is the right one for you. And then secondly, that the unit trust you select is right as well. And the reason I say that is that whatever periods you go through and whatever triggers you to evaluate or want to suddenly maybe be informed about what's happening in your investments, you want to make sure that you've actually chosen the right one for you, and actually the discomfort you're experiencing isn't that maybe the manager isn't the right fit for you, or that particular unit trust or investment strategy doesn't actually suit your goals and time horizon. And so that's almost like very foundational to your investment journey. And I think once those two points are set, how and how often you might assess things is obviously different for different people. But, you know, often we want to review things when things aren't going right, which I think is maybe quite natural. But, you know, typically your investment manager will be producing information and insights that help put into perspective what is going on in the market, in your portfolio, within the broader perspective of the investment philosophy. And so, you know, whenever you feel that you have a particular need because you've seen something in the market or you're worried about something, you know, it's kind of the first point of course to reach out to your investment manager, and they will typically have the right sort of content that will help you guide or answer a specific question you might have. And then outside of that, I think it's, you know, usually I'd take a leaf from independent financial advisors who might have an annual review with their clients. And so, you know, you might typically plan to have a recurring review where annually you might think about kind of your investment goals, whether you invested in the right places to achieve those. And then lastly, I think you want to be checking things when your circumstances or when your goals change. And then if you're looking for some support when it comes to all of that, this is really the role that a certified financial planner, an independent financial advisor, you know, they're very good in cutting through the noise and kind of reminding you of kind of fundamentals, what your goals are, and kind of ignoring the turmoil that might be happening and helping you focus on, like, what are the true signals? What's the information and insight that you need to give you peace of mind?
So true. And I appreciate that you reminded us that any time anything changes in your life, you do need to speak to your investment manager just to make sure that the plan then still aligns and that there's still opportunity to maneuver or adjust the plan to meet your long-term goals and objectives. Nomi, this has been so refreshing. Yeah, and I guess a gentle reminder. And maybe for those of us who are still stuck thinking, yo, investment manager, that's a big term. Where do I find one? How do I assess if they're the right one? Maybe you can guide us on a directory. I know Alan Gray often does assist many South Africans in, you know, finding an investment manager to speak to. And then from there, we can evaluate, you know, if this is the right one.
Yeah, so I think we can, you know, we have on our website, you can find information on how to find an independent financial advisor, if that is what you, you're looking to find. And if you are thinking about which company is the best place for me to be placing my unit trust, I mean, obviously, I'd like to say Alan Gray is the one, sure. But you almost need to make that assessment for yourself. But, you know, we have... The FSCA, which is the regulatory body for financial service providers in the country, and there you want to make sure that you are putting your money with a financial service provider that is reputable, that has a long-term history and a track record of delivering results. I think that's kind of would be at the core of your assessment.
100%. Long-term history, registered as well with the necessary institutions, like the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, but also a registered financial services provider. And of course, making sure that you align with the right independent financial advisors to assist you and guide you. Nomi, it's always a pleasure speaking to you. And we appreciate that every week you remind us of some of the fundamentals we need to look out for in terms of building wealth. Thank you again for your time this evening.
Thank you so much, Gugu.
That's Nomi Pogani joining us tonight, Head of Private and Direct Clients at Allan Gray, helping us to understand some of the important questions that we as investors need to check in with when it comes to speaking to our investment managers. So it's not, you know, all good and well for you just to put your money away and say, oh, well, I did that 7 years ago and I don't know what's happening. No, no, no. As Nomi's mentioned, yearly for checkups and, of course, conversations and following up should there be a change in your life, in your investment strategy, in your goals and your objectives. It is critical that you do have opportunities to consult with your financial planner, financial advisor, and investment manager, all of whom are helping you on your journey to build sustainable wealth. So, yes, there might be professionals helping you, but we also need to ensure that we are responsible in taking care of our goals too. With over 5 decades of investing experience, Allan Gray remains focused on building long-term wealth for its clients by pursuing long-term returns without taking undue risk. Allan Gray, more than 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.